Joy.
Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Brad Powers with us. Out west, he is in Las Vegas, his home, where he handicaps and looks at football and basketball every day. Right now, it's college basketball. Brad, how much NBA do you do, if any?
Nothing until the playoffs, and that's changed, Bill, over the years. Where you know, much more easier to handicap NBA on a day in and day out basis 10, 15, 20 years ago than what it is now with load management and whatnot. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not the only one that does that. I mean, a few still, you know, hit the grindstone with the NBA daily, but the demand for NBA betting is down compared to what it used to be.
Johnny Vegas, that's a good name right there, says, Bill, ask Brad when he's going to get his own radio show. He was awesome on SOV and Dream Preview.
Taking some time away, because, I mean, that took about, you know, 30-plus hours a week for me. And so it was a lot of time that wasn't spent, I think, in other things that I need some improvement on, that being, you know, actually doing my job, that being handicapping the game. So and not anytime soon will be the answer to that.
Who is the hot hand right now in college basketball, betting-wise?
Ooh, great question. I mean, there's a lot of teams, but I'm going to give you one that I've been impressed with. Probably Kentucky has been very impressive. They were an underdog the other night against LSU, won that game outright. You look back at it, Bill, since they lost right here in Las Vegas to, right, you know, at the time, a very good Ohio State team that we all thought was, you know, they were one of the best, if not the best team in the country. Kentucky's only two losses are to South Carolina, a buzzer beater game, and then at Auburn, a game where, you know, the officiating was, you know, a little bit nefarious, and the fact that Auburn got 40 free throw attempts in that game. So that's it for Kentucky. Coming down the stretch here in January and February, that's their only two losses. I would say they're one of the hotter teams, especially in the SEC.
Yeah, and it's like you and I have discussed. When you have such a brand like Kentucky, a superstar basketball brand, a lot of people will bet those games. Has the market caught up with Kentucky, or is it still a good value?
It's still a good value. And the thing with Kentucky is they're never that great, you know, early on in the season, which people jump off the bandwagon with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, first off, they're betting. They want to bet on Kentucky, like you mentioned. So what happens is they bet on Kentucky early. They get disappointed. And when people get disappointed multiple times, I'll even do that if I lose multiple times with a team. Then I'm not as likely to bet that team moving forward. But everyone jumps off the bandwagon. The reality is that's when you should jump on the bandwagon, because typically speaking, they're a young team. Now, this year's team's not as young as past edition teams, but usually Kentucky's a team that's got a higher ceiling, especially with a lot of freshmen and sophomores in their rotation. Their upside come February and March is just that much better than most teams, because the improvement can be made with those young guys.
Hawkeye Jason says, Brad, college basketball currently feels like the home court advantage is the strongest it's been in years, he says, especially in the Big Ten. Any overall trends like betting the home team against the spread?
it's especially strong in the Big Ten, but actually looking at it, nationally, it's not that strong. I mean, I know that because I take a lot of home teams, and it hasn't worked out for me here the last, I would say, couple months here. It was a very strong trend, at least early in the Big Ten. It hasn't been as much since. I want to say November, December, early January, it's kind of evened itself out. And usually that's a good question there. Usually when you have a trend, a team in a conference, a home team or whatever, or a team in general gets really hot against the spread, it might take Vegas a while to adjust, but sooner or later it does. I'm looking nationally, winning percentage for home teams is right around 61%. That's about average. I mean, last year, home teams won 59% of the time, Bill. 2018, 61%. It's pretty much on par with any other year. If you're comparing it to what it used to be, back in the 90s, 64% in 97, 63% in 99, 62, 63. It's actually a little bit less than what it was 20 years ago as far as home court advantage.
Pac-12 Dave says, please ask Brad about Gonzaga. And his question is, do they frequently cover?
They cover more often than not, but I mean, a lot. And the reason being, and another great question, reason Gonzaga covers more now, a lot of people are afraid to lay a big number. Even Joe Public's not used to laying, 20 points or so. So at least this season, Gonzaga's 15-12-1 against the spread. So that you're making some slight money there. You probably on a day in and day out basis shouldn't be with a pretty public team at this point in Gonzaga, considering their last 15-20 years. But the people let me read you some of their spreads. Like last night, they were laying, depending on what number you got, right around 16.5. They won by 17. But, they're laying 15.5, 5.5, 25.5, 11, 18, 22.5, 13, 20. I mean, that's the kind of numbers you're laying. And, there's a little bit – pros aren't necessarily wanting to lay that, Bill. And the public even has some trepidation. So sometimes there's some value that because you're not paying a premium on a Gonzaga team like you are at Duke or Kentucky.
Here's a question I do not think I've asked you before. In football, you make it clear that you're not into laying a million points. For example, let's say Alabama's playing directional U and it's 57. Or what? You said, Bill, I'm just not in the business of doing that because you just don't know once you get up 45-0 what's going to happen. You could lose your interest. You could play the younger guys. You just don't know. What's the basketball equivalent of that where you just say, I don't care. I'm just not in the business of laying that many points?
Yeah, I don't necessarily like laying a lot of double-digit point spreads. I just don't do it. Now,
right.
I did earlier this week, like West Virginia was coming off three straight losses. Now, that one didn't look good early, and they just dominated Oklahoma State in the second half and ended up winning and covering. Another good example might have been Michigan State really struggling last night. The market was all over them. Michigan State was about a 12.5-point favorite at Nebraska. They smashed the Cornhuskers in the second half. Whenever you got a big favorite, and to me a big favorite, anything double digits in college basketball is a very sizable favorite. Whenever you have that, you got to question motivation. Now, in the instance of a West Virginia earlier this week and a Michigan State last night, they should have the proper motivation considering they're coming off a recent losing streak. So that would be the only time I would back a bigger favorite, Bill.
So 12-14 points might be the equivalent of Alabama football minus 50, is what you're saying.
Not quite. You're going to have to the minus 50. I mean, you're going to have to get in the point spreads. High teens into 20, it'd probably be more of the equivalent of that,
okay.
Bill. I would say the 17 to 20, you're at least getting into that 35-point plus. If you're looking for, the 50-point range, I'm thinking you're more in that 25-point favorite as far as hoops. If a 25-point favorite's almost like the equivalent of a 50-point favorite in football.
We are approaching the league tournament. As a matter of fact, the SEC tournament will be right here where we're at, right here in downtown Nashville. It's going to be here many years in the future. And once we get into the conference games, a repetitive question. I know I've asked you this before, but when you're looking at betting conference tournaments, how do you determine, obviously, a team that's got to win all the way through to get to the tournament, you know what their motivation is. But a lot of coaches like Calipari, and he wins his share of these tournaments, don't really care much about the league tournament as it applies to the NCAA tournament. So how do you take that into account when you bet it?
Great question. I mean, the teams that are on the bubble, they get, at least the high-profile bubble teams,
right,
are usually paying a premium on them because everyone's aware of it, that they need to win a couple games in the conference tournament to solidify their NCAA tournament berth. So I would say almost avoid those teams sometimes, or at least bet them as early as possible, because as the public starts getting involved in that, they're going to want to bet that team in that must-win situation. I'll say this, though. I'm very cautious in betting those teams for a couple reasons. Number one, they're on the bubble because they're not that great. They're not that consistent. And number two,
right,
they're playing with that much pressure that they need to win those games or they're not going to the NCAA tournament. So sometimes I think that's a negative. Another thing I'm looking for in conference tournaments, I'm looking for depth, specifically when you get to the semifinals and the championship game, when you're playing, you know, 4 games in 4 days, 5 games in 5 days type of thing. I want to know what your bench looks like. Are you using a 7-8-man rotation, or are you much deeper? Obviously, the deeper teams, in my opinion, have an advantage over the teams that have a shorter rotation.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com, talking college basketball handicapping. You have any questions there, you want to go into some college football, we can do that as well. Brad, take us to the break. Tell everybody how they can get your information.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, two things to purchase. I keep it real simple. Number one, the football newsletter. That's NFL, college football, weekly. You get it emailed to you monthly during the offseason. I'll have an issue coming out in early March. It'll be a spring football preview. Have some early power ranks, some early buy teams and whatnot. That's the football newsletter. That's $79. If you're looking for daily updates, that's being college basketball VIP service. That's $199. You go to bradpowersports.com. You click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
We'll get the first break here. Friday, Brad is with us. Any questions you have, put them on Twitter. Use the hashtag AskBP. Gog in Cold Hall Studios here at the Southern Steak and Oyster. We're live here, absolutely, right by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic pick up in the last few minutes out here now on 65 southbound there at Trinity Lanes. Looking a little bit better there on 440 eastbound at the 65 split where we had that two-car collision earlier. Now, there is an accident in West Nashville, 4200 block of Wallace Lane. Still some traffic there coming up through Brentwood, Franklin, but it's moving on 65 going north. Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee for satisfaction guaranteed interior and cabinet painting. Call Nash Painting today. You won't regret it. They're the best. Call 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Coming up on the next George Blaster Show. Friday, we'll talk about former LSU quarterback Joe Burrow, who earlier this week said, "I have leverage." And everybody's going, what did he mean by that? You know who's asking the question the most? It's the Cincinnati Bengals.
The George Plaster Show, weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. This morning, skies will be clear to be sunny today, high 44. Clear tonight, low 22. Saturday, sunny, high 52. Partly sunny, a stray shower Sunday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Brad's with us out in Vegas. I got a couple of basketball questions, one from Round Man, one from Jeff, too. They're next in line, but I've got a couple of football things quickly for you before these basketball handicapping questions. Number one, supposedly for the Colorado opening in football, the two names they're down to would be Brett Bielema and Troy Calhoun. Going with the obvious that you're not going to move the needle in February looking for a coach at Colorado. You're just not. There's nobody like that that can do it. How do you like those two names as it applies to that opening?
I don't. I mean, Troy Calhoun's intriguing because I know people are going to pigeonhole him to strictly the option, but I would be pretty confident that he can adjust his offensive schemes. Obviously knows the recruiting base there, being at Air Force for the last 10-plus seasons. I'm not a big Bielema guy. I'm not sure that's necessarily a good fit. I mean, for them, what does it hurt maybe, you know, going with an interim, with the interim guy that they have, Civerini, former wide receiver, is a really good recruiter for them. Why not try him out for a year? But it's a bad spot for them. I'm not a big fan of either of those two names. Calhoun would be the preferred choice if that's what it's down to.
How far is Boulder, Colorado, from Vegas?
Oh, wow.
Is that a pretty good
where I'd be willing to drive?
So you don't take the trek very often over that way.
No, but I mean, gambling wise, they're lining up to be, believe it or not, one of the sports leaders. I mean, there's already people that have lined up, you know, about 10 different casinos as far as sports books. They're lined up once Colorado's fully, good to go when it comes to sports betting. It's actually, I would put it in the top 10 states, it looks like.
One other football one before back to the basketball handicapping. Sounds like a proposal for a one-time freebie transfer is trending to get passed. Hadn't happened yet, but it's trending that way. One time you can transfer. Now I did read that the school still got to release you, which really doesn't make sense. It doesn't sound so free then. But in general terms, do you like that idea?
I'm okay with it. So, as long as we can get, you know, a little bit more standardization instead of everyone, you know, being, oh, is this guy going to be eligible or not? I'm not sure. Is he going to be able to get a waiver? Right. I mean, anytime there's uncertainty, you can maybe benefit from it. But I think from a gambling aspect, and me just personally, college football, I think anybody should be allowed to at least transfer once. Now, it'll be interesting to see what the penalties, if you just, you know, if you transfer twice, is it just you got to sit out that year? Is it just like what the old rule is? I'm okay with it. And I just looked it up, Bill, because you had me intrigued. It's 11.5-hour drive from Vegas to Boulder. That's something through the Rocky Mountains I'm not willing to make.
Okay, here's another one. My daughter just moved to Missoula, Montana. How far are you from Missoula?
Oh wow, this is gonna be.
You don't have to look it up.
I mean, I'm guessing 16 hours. Let's look it up. I guess 13 hours. A little over 13.
Oh my God!
Not as bad as I thought.
All right. Round Man says, ask Brad who he likes in the Kansas-Baylor game tomorrow at noon.
Ooh, great one. I'll say this. If you're looking to bet Baylor, wait. Because no matter how good Baylor's been, the market has not been big on Baylor. They get bet against every single game. And I would categorize it as bigger money. I'm not necessarily sure it's sharper money, but that Baylor is a team that, at least the gambling markets aren't fully grasping, which is weird because you would think the number one team in the country has been there for 5+ weeks. You would think that you'd be paying a premium. You're not. I mean, to put in perspective, the market was against Baylor against Oklahoma the other night where you could have laid 3 with Baylor. The Bears win in cover. If you're asking me what the line's going to be, I'm guessing Baylor's going to be right around a 3-point home favorite, maybe a little bit less. But if you're looking to bet Kansas, bet them early because the market's probably going to, fade Baylor. If you're looking to bet Baylor, wait. I think you'll be able to get a better number on Saturday.
Jeff, too, says, out of curiosity, Brad, does Vegas or any books offshore offer lines on women's basketball?
Offshore does some of the bigger games, and especially when you get into the tournament, not on a day in and day out basis. You're just not going to find it. So, especially in Vegas, I'm talking about offshore, and sometimes very tough to find. Just obviously, it isn't a big market. Not at least until the tournament. And usually, the only time you can really find them is like Sweet 16, Elite 8 round is when you can find them a little bit more widely available.
Now, I was going to ask you what would be the reason you just answered it. It's not big enough market. I was going to ask you, is it also partially that maybe Vegas wouldn't be able to properly handicap it, or is that not the issue at all?
Oh, yeah. There's a little bit of that. Because I know guys that what they do in the summer, they just handicap WNBA. And they find it quite profitable. Now, you can't walk up to a casino and a sports book, and I try to say this as much as possible. You cannot, a normal, sharper guy that's a professional bettor is not walking up to a sports book and laying down $10,000 on a WNBA game. He'll be able to bet a nickel or a dime, is what we call it, 500 or 1,000. But I know a lot of guys, that's their preference in the summer, is just strictly bet WNBA games because it's an easier market to beat.
So if you take the time to study the teams in that league, the sharps can do well with that.
Absolutely. And public's not going to get involved at all, so I would say that's a very sharp market. Similar probably to women's college basketball, it would be a sharp market. There would be guys that, as long as you can get the limits, that nickel dime is usually, as long as they can get that, they probably would say, heck with men's college basketball. I'm just going to focus on a couple women's college basketball conferences. I'm sure those lines would be much more easily beatable than men's college basketball. But it's not the case. So they can't bet it. I mean, that's why Vegas has had, 6+ straight years of never having a losing month, because they protect themselves from markets like that.
Take us 5 years down the road from now. What's the environment going to be like gambling-wise with all these states adopting it's legal? What's going to be the trend? How will things be different?
Wow, that's a great question. I think things will be more on the up and up. That's a big misperception that people have. They're like, oh, you legalize gambling. There's going to be more corruption. No, there's going to be less corruption. I mean, when you look at a lot of these scandals that have been with betting, the first people to find out that see irregularities with the betting has been Vegas, because they see a disparity with the amount bet on specific teams. So usually Vegas is the first to find out. I think the Arizona State scandal in college hoops, I think Jimmy Vaccaro, one of the longtime bookmakers, was one of the first guys to find out. The Toledo betting scandal in college football, again, Vegas was the first to report on that. So with more widespread legalization, I think there'll be less corruption. And why do I say less corruption? Because, again, I'll pound my fist on this. Anybody can say, oh, that guy, you know, that college football player can be on the take. Again, you cannot walk up and bet $10, $15, $20, $50,000 on these games. It's very tough to do with legalization. It's just it's a lot easier to do with offshore markets. It's a lot easier to be corrupt when you're betting with Guido on the street corner. So I think things will be more on the up and up. I think standardized injury reports in college sports would be something that hopefully happens down the road here in the next 5 years. I think that'll help gambling as well, Bill.
Now, you were saying during the football season, you've said this for a few years, in-game betting, let's say football game, is going to be futuristic too. You can already do it in Vegas. Now, can you do that in New Jersey right now as well?
Oh, yeah, and get this, Bill, and I'm glad you brought that up. In New Jersey, the in-game, or at least the mobile betting, that's going to be the big thing. Walking into a sports book and making a bet, those days are pretty much done. Mobile betting, which leads to in-game betting, in Jersey, mobile betting represents 80% of all bets are done via the phone, on a mobile app. In-game betting, it'll probably be 50-50 here. The amount bet during the game will be about as much as the entire week leading up to the game. That's where we're moving to.
Now, obviously, that's football. Can you in-game bet now on basketball, or is it dangerous?
it's much tougher to find, widely available, but yeah, you can. You can bet a lot of books, live, like after every play, after every possession, no, but after the under four timeout, the under eight timeout, yeah, a lot of the bigger games you can. Not every book allows you to do it. It's a market that's easy. I never want to say anything is easy. It's easier to beat than your general game numbers. Certainly going to become more widely available here in the next 5-7 years.
Okay, before the break here, explain to everybody, if you could in-game bet basketball and it's the under eight break, what would it say? If you had it on your app, if somebody in this audience had an app and they were looking at it, how would it read to where you could bet it under eight?
Oh, yeah, it'll just be like a live line. So, the score's, 65-60, so under eight timeout, the total is going to be, I'm just throwing numbers, it's going to be, so there's 125 points scored, the over-under is going to be on the live line like 145, so 20 points scored in the last 8 minutes, and again, I'm just throwing out numbers, and the team that's up five, maybe you're laying, 6.5-7 points with that team. So it'll be updated depending on what the score says on that game. And there's a lot of theories and a lot of things that work really well, specifically when you're at the under eight and under four timeouts as far as the foul situation goes. I know I'm going down a rabbit hole. I probably shouldn't, but it's going to give you a live line depending on what the score is on the game, and also depending on what the line was going into the game. A larger favorite that's only winning by 6 or 7, you're probably going to be paying more of a premium because the expectation is, as the time continues with that game, the truth will come out, the truth being that team's so much superior. Very complicated things. But, yeah, it's not that hard to figure out once you get down, but I'll say this. And for anyone looking to bet in-game live, figure out how to bet appropriately before the game, and then you can start diving into how to bet during the game because it's a little more complicated, but it can be a little more profitable if you understand some key concepts.
We'll take the break. Coming right back with Brad. Your questions, I'll get to him. Use the hashtag AskBP on Twitter. Guyken and Cold Hall Studios here at the Southern Steak and Oyster with our good friend just across the street, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Over in Hermitage, are on the scene of a minor accident there at OHB at Juarez Drive. It's a wreck in South Nashville, 400 block of Tusculum Road. Still moving out here on 24 as you come in from Jolton, also on I-40 right through the heart of downtown. The Music City Irish Fest in Nashville kicks off March 14th. Mark your calendar. Check it out at MusicCityIrishFest.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure Magazine, the most romantic steakhouse in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Penn Station likes to mix it up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads, fresh cut fries, chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For February, try the Philly cheesesteak sub with amazing fresh cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Penn Station likes to mix things up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads for any time. Penn Station's got a variety of delicious extras for everyone in the family. Fresh cut fries, cheese bread, kids meals, and chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio. Catch one of the longest running radio shows devoted to the Nashville Predators.
I'm Kyle Turris of Nashville Predators.
I'm Colton Sissons of the Nashville Predators.
Every game day morning at 5 with Crazy Charlie Saunier.
I'm Matt Duchesne of the Nashville Predators, and you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Crazy Charlie on Nashville Sports Radio.
Nashville Sports Radio and Redneck Nation. A match made in hockey. The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, the Bill King Show.
Hey, Brad Nathan. He's a good listener to the show. I think he just tuned in. Give him the cliff notes on what you said about Kansas Baylor.
Yeah, I'm expecting Baylor to be a short home favorite tomorrow. I'm guessing 2-3 point favorite. Here's what I do expect. Money's going to come in against Baylor. Why? Because I would say in the last 10 games, the market's been anti-Baylor in at least 8 of those 10 games. So if you're looking to bet Kansas, bet them early as possible, because I think you're going to get the best of the number. You're going to be able to get Kansas like +3. If you're looking to bet Baylor, wait until tip time, because I think you're going to be able to lay maybe 1-1.5 with Baylor as we approach game. As far as I'm looking at betting, probably not looking at betting tomorrow's game. And here's why. I mean, that's going to be the game that everyone talks about and wants to bet. But I'm just looking at the card here. There's going to be 132 games tomorrow. My best bet is going to be there's going to be a lot better value than Kansas-Baylor tomorrow in those 131 other games than the high-profile game of the week.
Question back to football. If you had to take a quarterback and you had and it doesn't necessarily have to be the Bengals. The Bengals right now have that pick. Would you go Burrow or Tua?
Oh, I'd go Joe Burrow. I just think the injury concerns around Tua are major question mark. One, just because it's been multiple injuries. Number two, I mean, he had an historic wide receiver core he was throwing to. When I see, you know, Mac Jones, a three-star guy, come in there, and obviously isn't as good as Tua, but certainly he's putting up big-time numbers in that offense. Then, you know, is it Tua's talent, or was it just, you know, Alabama historically great at wide receiver the last couple of years? So for those two reasons, I go with Burrow if I'm Cincinnati.
Chris Lowe just reported, and I didn't even know he was still in the running, but Eric Bieniemy has taken his name out of the Colorado job, as did Steve Sarkisian. And I don't know, is Bieniemy close to getting an NFL head job, you think? Or within the next year or so?
Maybe. I mean, there's always that thing, you know, with, you know, is it really him or is it Andy Reid? Andy Reid's offense, Andy Reid calling the plays. So whenever you have an offensive guy, you know, when Andy Reid's your head coach, you got to question that. Yeah, I would think in the next year or two is the word. I mean, as long as they continue, I would think the chances of Eric Bieniemy getting an NFL job greater than 50% if we're going the next 2 years.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. Any basketball questions, you can pass it this way. We'll pass it on to him. Handicapping college basketball. I was thinking about Auburn, and, of course, they've lost here recently, lost to Georgia, and they also lost to Missouri. But when they got on that run last year and they ended up winning the SEC tournament, played Tennessee in the championship game, beat them, former Tennessee coach, and then they get to the, Final Four, and probably you could say woulda, shoulda, coulda, probably shoulda beat Virginia in that semifinal game. Do you anticipate them going on another run like that this year at the end?
I don't. I think Auburn's one of the more overrated teams in the country, and I was saying that before the last week. Now, one of the plays I won last weekend was, you know, fading them against Missouri, and Missouri beat them outright. I should have went right back to it and faded them again against Georgia. There's, you know, a site that's really good with regards to handicapping college hoops. It's called KenPom. Some people probably heard of him, Ken Pomeroy. He was in the news this week with Boeheim calling him out, Syracuse head coach. But it's KenPom.com, and he has a category. It's called the luck category. And basically what it is, you know, what's your record and what should your record be, you know, based on a statistical profile. And right now in that category, Auburn ranks number 3, meaning they're the 3rd luckiest team in the country this year. And it makes sense. Prior to these last couple losses, in their previous 5 games, Auburn played in 4 overtime games, and they won all 4 of them. So I'm looking to fade Auburn. Maybe not necessarily, you know, come tomorrow when they're hosting Tennessee, because off of 2 straight outright losses, they should be relatively focused. But if you'd ask me the next 5-6 games, are you going to be wanting to bet on or against Auburn? I would say blindly, I want to bet against Auburn. I don't think there's value there, Bill.
So, Bruce, thanks, John, down the stretch, I tell you, and how much they've lost 2 of their last what? I know they've lost 2 somewhat recently.
Yeah, they've lost each of their last 2, both okay. As a favorite on the road against Missouri and Georgia. Prior to that, Bill, they had won 7 straight games.
They might have peaked out in that Kentucky game at home.
Yeah, I mean, from a line aspect, they certainly did, because they didn't cover against Arkansas, LSU, Alabama, and any of the next 2 games. So, yeah, from a cover aspect, probably peaked in that game. And, again, I mentioned it. It was kind of a misleading final. It was a nip-and-tuck game. But when you go to the line 40 times in college hoops, I marked that down as a misleading final.
Brad, I'm going to let you out here to your Vegas weekend. Tell everybody one more time how they can get your info.
Yep, bradpowersports.com. Top of the page, click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, 2 products to buy. Football newsletter that's sent weekly during the season and monthly during the offseason, $79. Daily VIP updates as far as college basketball, that's $199. Bradpowersports.com, Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Brad, have a good one, man. See you next week.
Right back at you, Bill. Take care.
There he is. Frankie, who is down in Fort Myers. He's a veterinarian down there. Checks in on the show. Went to Auburn's vet school. We were talking about this a little on Thursday. He was saying, Bill, look up the name Bold Ruler, the horse. And he said, you'll find out something interesting. I never read about this. Bold Ruler was the horse that sired Secretariat. Now, what had happened is Bold Ruler, they had found out, had some kind of nasal cancer. And the folks at the Auburn Vet School treated him and kept him around long enough to sire 33, including Secretariat, the greatest horse that's ever lived. I did not realize that story. Yeah, he linked that. He said, take a look at this. Because I'm a big fan of, and we don't talk racing hardly ever here. Even on the eve of the Kentucky Derby, it doesn't get much mention. But that's a heck of a story right there. But I was not cognizant of. We're so football-centric. Allen in Tampa. Bill, it's freezing down here. It's 52 and windy. Well, I think it's in the 20s here. That's what it felt like this morning getting in the car. Hawkeye Jason, Bill, Northern Idaho and Western Montana, best kept secrets in America. Well, my daughter can probably attest to that because she's living out there. I can't attest to that. I'm taking your word for it. Coach's Hot Seat, who lives in San Francisco. Boulder, Colorado, Missoula, Montana. Two great college towns and two beautiful places. Get out there and see America, folks. Well, when you work as much as I do, you don't get out to see much of America. you don't take too many trips to go see America. You're too busy in Wilco doing a radio show. That's how I see America. I do the radio show. I see America through the radio show. That's the way that works. So, Troy Calhoun or Burt for the Colorado job. Boy, if you're Rick George, what a horrible time to be tracking down a coach in February. Spring practice is just around the corner. You just lost your guy to the money at East Lansing. You're not an overly attractive gig. It's a good, solid. They were paying him, what, $2.6 million? I mean, that's, in that world, that's not a lot of money. In the real world, it is. But what a time, man. Gary Joe Collins, 52 in Tampa and freezing. It is 15 in Tim Couch country this morning. But when you work like Allen in Tampa, 52 is kind of frigid, but it doesn't slow him down. Yeah, in Tampa, 52 is I guess that'd be equivalent to about 38 here, right? What would be the temperature equivalency? Is there somebody got one of those meters on the internet? Now, people are hitting me up. No Cab just hit me up. Bill, look at this. This is a cruise. Allen's about to get on a cruise as well. I particularly in this coronavirus era we're in right now, I ain't getting on anybody's cruise. I'm not getting on a cruise if it's on the Cumberland River down here about a block from me. That ain't happening. Then getting stuck on it as well. Maybe if this thing cleans up some, I'll do it, but that's not happening. Got one more break here. Coming right back from the traveling Goggin Cold Hall Studios at the Southern Steak and Oyster over by where Music City Todd hangs out, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Over in Hermitage, are on the scene of a minor accident there at OHB at Juarez Drive. It's a wreck in South Nashville, 400 block of Tusculum Road. Still moving out here on 24 as you come in from Jolton, also on I-40 right through the heart of downtown. The Music City Irish Fest in Nashville kicks off March 14th. Mark your calendar. Check it out at MusicCityIrishFest.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
I want you to listen to what is a very important message from my friends at Shield Law Group and my buddy Bill Kaloudis. Your credit report is really important. What if you've been the victim of identity theft, or you have an item on your credit that doesn't even belong to you, or you've been turned down for a mortgage, credit card, car loan, rental, housing, job, or insurance? Okay, you get the picture. The credit report is vital. You need it to be the very best it can be. And for a lot of us, we don't even know what our score is. So that's why I bring on ShieldLawGroup.com, my friend Bill Kaloudis, and his phone number, 615-742-8020. You know what? It might be the most important phone call you make all day. ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kaloudis.
If you have kids or pets, sooner or later you'll need new carpet. And right now, the Home Depot has you covered. With an unbeatable selection of carpet that walks the walk, in-store, or even easier, online. Durable and low maintenance, pet-proof, life-proof, and right now, installed for free. It's a good time to be a doer, thanks to free carpet installation at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. $599 minimum purchase of a dollar or more per square foot. Valid through May 6, U.S. only.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. This morning, skies will be clear to be sunny today, high 44. Clear tonight, low 22. Saturday, sunny, high 52. Partly sunny, a stray shower Sunday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with at Bill Is King on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
Good stuff there with Brad, as always. BradPowerSports.com. Basketball wagering. I don't know. You know what? Last year during the tournament, I had North Carolina. Which game? It was not the Auburn game. It's not the Auburn game in the tournament. It was another game. And was it Iowa State or something? But, yeah, it was after a show, and it was a tournament. And I had North Carolina minus the points. I don't remember the number. It was a loser. I think that's the last basketball tournament foray for me. It was not much money. It wasn't a big deal, but just remember it was not a winner. Whatever it was I did, it was not a winner. Says Bill Allen down in Tampa. You need to do a live remote. Three choices: Omni, Orlando, Sandbar, or a cruise ship. Well, we're going to do, I think, the sandbar from Allen's boat. Now, we're going to need a generator. I will need electricity. I think you've got that. I think you can. I think you said you've got. I think Allen's got a little something everything, so that probably isn't a problem. Because those little boxes that we carry with us are very nimble. They can get the job done. Now, I think the sandbar is the right location. Cruise ship is a no-go, and we've got our own hotel here, so I don't need another. We don't need another hotel. I don't know that Todd is related to the Omni in Orlando. I could be wrong. I'll ask him. He's never mentioned it. I know there's affiliation with the one in Atlanta and the new one up in Louisville for sure. And the corporate headquarters, that Omni is in Dallas. There's affiliation there. That's where it originates. But the one there in Orlando, I don't know that Todd is affiliated with that one. I don't know if that's part of his jurisdiction or not. Don't know. Jim in Jupiter. Bill, I've been to the Omni Orlando for many work and personal trips. I'm always down with the sandbar, though. Yeah? I think the sandbar is the best. Is that Tampa's version of Crab Island off the Emerald Coast? Where everybody goes. Is that similar? Is that the equal of down on the Emerald Coast? So we spent a lot of time this week talking about proposed rules like the freebie rule, which I don't think is a good idea, but it's going to pass. It's going to provide a lot of content for the show, so that part I like. It only helps the show because you're going to have poaching. You're going to have people poaching other rosters now with a one-time freebie. You're going to have controversy, which is good. All that stuff, all that kicking up of the dirt, that's going to be good. The rule's not a good rule. The NCAA is not obligated to do anything more when it comes to paying or transferring. And I don't know why they feel so obligated, so pressured to do this by the SJW planet. I don't know why. The players have a really good deal right now. It's like Tubbs said yesterday. They get paid. Full cost of scholarship means you get money in your pocket now. Cash money. And that is not loaner money. That's your money. You do not owe it back. It goes in your pocket, and you can spend it on whatever you want to spend it on. You can send it home to help the family, or you can use it for your needs. It's whatever you choose. You won't get a bill later once you graduate that you owe it all back. Nope, it is all yours. It's part of your deal, along with everything else that you're getting free. Room and board, books, education, food, travel, all of that stuff. All of that given to you. It's freebie. Now, in return, you work really hard to be the best athlete you can be for whatever sport it is you play, football, basketball, etc. I would not listen to the incessant whining of the SJWs. I would not do this, but they do. They will. So you will get this too. Yeah, you will get the one-time freebie. Why do we need a one-time freebie? People are transferring anyways. I mean, Justin Fields transferred straight over. No worries. Shea Patterson did it. And there's a good list there. They didn't have to sit out or anything. Now they had to get Tom Mars to run it up the flagpole and get it approved, but they got it approved, right? Pac-12 Dave says, and here's his boat. Let me take a look at this. Oh man, that is nice. Says Bill, what about a remote from my boat here in Destin? Is that Crab Island you're on there? It looks beautiful wherever you're at there. It looks beautiful somewhere down there in Destin. We could do that. Crazy Charlie would be up for that too. We could get that done. We have the equipment. Now, Pac-12 Dave, do you have a generator? We're going to need a power source. Well, you know what? Actually, the little unit we've got actually is battery powered. It'll last 5 hours. We'll do a 3 hour show. Probably get that done. So maybe we don't need a power source. I'd rather have one, though, because you know how that works. You get going and boom. Literally, you know the term dead in the water? That would be dead in the water. No power source at all. At Crazy Charlie 615. Yeah, we've been at the Southern today. At Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter. At Bill is King. I'll be around all weekend if you want to chit chat on Twitter. If you want to email me, billisking7@gmail.com. Alan from Tampa. Bill, I've got a generator. No worries. You know what? Forever I've been wanting. The one thing I've never purchased of all the toys that I have had, and I've had lots of toys, I've never bought a generator. Many times I could have used one. It's one thing I never bought. Remember they used to do the commercials for those little Honda generators? Those aren't real strong, though, are they? Lashbox.